Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So I was looking at the Sunday crossword puzzle in the Times last week, and lo and behold, there's an NPR personality.
That's
she, 71
right.
across or 71 down?
Yeah.
Our legal eagle, Nina Totenberg.
Nina, that's a good name for a crossword.
Is it?
Two vowels and four letters, yeah.
How fascinating. Well, you know, when folks were reading their newspapers last week in hopes they were listening to the radio, and you gave us a challenge to work on, which was a really interesting one. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from the June 1929 issue of Puzzler magazine, which I recently bought. And I said, take the letters of temporary, arrange them in a 3x3 square so that each of the acrosses, downs, and two long diagonals spells a word. And each of the diagonals had to read backward as well as forward, making 10 words altogether. And I said, all the words are common and uncapitalized. Can you do it?
Now, you said there wasn't the next issue of the magazine, so you had to solve the puzzle yourself. And you're
right.
Convinced your answer is the right one.
Yeah. Well, my answer works, yeah.
What's your answer?
Cross is met, M-E-T, or O-A-R, and pry, P-R-Y. And you can also flip that so that the words mop, ear, and try read across. Either way.
Well, we received more than 3,000 correct entries. Yeah, and I will tell you, our first randomly chosen winner is a man named Rabbi Vander Cecil, and he lives in Guam. And we sent him emails and tried to call him, but we were unable to get in touch with him. But I thought you'd like to know that the first winner we tried to get in touch with is from Guam, which is fascinating. Our next randomly chosen winner, while not in distance, has been listening to this puzzle segment since 1989, and he lives in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. His name is Dennis Ghetto. Hi, Dennis.
Morning, Leanne.
Hey, you sent in your first entry, wow, way back at the beginning.
Right.
You actually remember the puzzle?
Right, it was four words that had the A-C-L-E in sequence. Manacle, barnacle, I can't remember the other two that I sent into Will, but...
Pinnacle would be one.
Okay, that was...
This is fabulous. First, Dennis, though, what do you do there in Cedarburg?
I'm the restaurant critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Wow, restaurant critic, cool.
Yeah, I've been doing that for about 20 years.
And you solved the puzzle in a back booth somewhere, right?
I did solve it in a restaurant using Post-its.
Oh, no kidding.
I really did. Sunday breakfast right after we listened to the show.
So do you have your Post-its with you now because you're going to get to play on the air? Are you ready?
I've got my pencil and paper.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Dennis. And this sounds like a lot of fun. I think we're ready to play.
All right, Dennis, well, every answer today is a seven-letter palindrome with two words. The first word is always a four-letter possessive, followed by a three-letter word. Answer the clues. For example, if I said canine companion of Zeus or Apollo, you would say God's dog.
Okay.
G-O-D-S-D-O-G spells the same backward and forward. Here's number one, a medical professional's fish. What would be a short term for a medical professional?
Docs.
Right. Uh-huh. And read that backward.
Cod.
Yeah.
Docs, cod, is it? Here's your next one. A vehicle for a temporary teacher to get to work.
Subs. Would be a subs.
Uh-huh. What's sub backward?
Subs bus.
Subs bus there. Avian sound made by a World War II female enlistee.
A wax?
Yes.
Caw.
Wax caw, is it? Where a friend sets a napkin.
You should know this one, Dennis. Napkins are your business. No.
Lap?
Yeah, huh?
The lap.
Yeah, well, that's the second word.
Okay. A pal's lap.
Pal's lap, nice. Is it? The edge of the former Russian space station.
Mir's Rim.
Mir's Rim, is it? Part of actress Greer's atlas. Well, what's part of an atlas?
Map.
Uh-huh.
And so it would be Pam's map.
Pam's map, is it? Newsman Brokaw's witticism.
Tom's...
Yes.
Mo?
Tom's Mo, is it? Good.
Do you believe that one, Dennis?
Okay. Oh, boy.
Try this one. A mafia chief's silent approval.
Don's nod.
Good.
Nice.
a slangy friend's sphere.
A bud's?
No. That's the right first letter, though. Slangy friend's sphere.
Boys?
Orb?
That's it. Orb is the second word.
Orb. So it's a bro's orb.
Bro's orb, is it? Try this. A jewel owned by one of the Little Women sisters.
Meg's gem.
That's it. Cool. A slangy sailor's rodent.
Okay. A tar's rat.
A tar's rat, is it? And your last one. The amount that a flying mammal owes at the bar.
A bat's tab.
A bat's tab, is it?
Dennis! You're great.
Thanks, Leah.
Wow, you're going to get 4 stars for playing our puzzle today. Dennis will also send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Dennis, what's your public radio station?
We have two that I listen to, WUWM in Milwaukee, and WHAD in Delafield.
Dennis Ghetto from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. What a great guest you were. Thank you so much for playing with us.
Thanks, Leanne. Thanks, Will.
All right. Thank you. Will, oh, that was great. That was very funny. Something for everyone to work on now for the next week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Steve Bagish of Littleton, Massachusetts. Name a famous singer whose last name has 9 letters. 4 consecutive letters inside this name can be rearranged to spell a common 4-letter word. Remove these 4 letters, close up the hole, and the remaining 5 letters in order will spell a synonym of the 4-letter word. What singer is this? And I'll tell you, it's a well-known name to people of all ages. So again, famous singer, 9 letters, has 4 consecutive letters inside that can be rearranged to spell a word. Remove those 4 letters, the remaining 5 letters in order will spell a synonym of the 4-letter word. Who is the singer, and what are the words?
I don't know. I don't know if you can trust well-known. During your Greer clue, I'm thinking Garson, not Pam. Well,
everyone knows this one, though.
When you have the answer, put it in an email to us. Our email address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only 1 entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Include your day and evening phone numbers, please. We want to call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks, Leah.
During this holiday season, many of you have written to ask about John Henry Falk's Christmas Story. After a decade of annual broadcasts, we retired the piece from the radio show, but it is still available to you. Go to our website, www.npr.org, and look for the Happy Holidays heading. There you'll find the Falk story, as well as other seasonal features on movies, holiday books, and the hilarious Santaland Diaries by David Sedaris. You can listen to John Henry Falk's Christmas Story, or if you like, you can get the transcript and read it out loud yourself. A Texas accent is optional. Enjoy.